from ABC News. I'm Chuck Sievertson. Breaking news, a senior U.S. official tells ABC News that Israel has carried out a retaliatory air attack against Iran tonight. ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv.
The senior U.S. official telling us that Israel has fired missiles at a facility, a site inside Iran. No word on casualties at this point. Israel for days has said that it would respond to Iran's unprecedented salvo of ballistic missiles and drones from last Saturday.
That story still developing. The U.S. vetoed a widely backed U.N. Security Council resolution today toward full United Nations membership for a state of Palestine. In New York City, ABC's Stephanie Ramos.
NYPD officers descending on Columbia University, arresting dozens of pro-Palestinian protesters.
I'm just sitting here. Why are you doing this to me?
Police, some in riot gear, moving in at the request of the university's president to clear demonstrators who set up a tent encampment, refusing to leave overnight, calling on Columbia to divest from companies with ties to Israel. Late today, demonstrators shutting down streets around the school.
A jury seated in the historic first criminal trial of a former U.S. president, the porn star hush money case that Donald Trump denies. At the courthouse, ABC's Aaron Katursky.
As Trump looked on, prosecutors warning some of the witnesses have what you might consider some baggage, taking them off one by one. A tabloid publisher, a porn star, and a former lawyer for Trump who has pleaded guilty to other crimes. Will you keep an open mind, the prosecutor asked. At the end of the day, a rush of activity. Seven new jurors seated. The judge declaring, we have our jury.
The FAA says it'll investigate a near miss between two packed jetliners today at Reagan National Airport in Washington. Air traffic controllers clearing a JetBlue flight to take off moments after a Southwest plane was okayed to taxi across the same runway. You're listening to ABC News. A decline in this type of home sales.
As rising mortgage rates are keeping buyers away, sales of previously owned homes decreased 4.3% in March from the month prior, according to the National Association of Realtors. That's the biggest decline on a monthly basis since November 2022. Not only are higher mortgage rates keeping buyers away, but a low supply of homes for sale has also pushed prices higher. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Kennedy clan is showing its support to President Biden, ignoring the presidential ambitions of a family member. ABC's Mary Bruce.
The Kennedys worried RFK Jr. will use his family name to win support from some Democrats in a tight race where every vote will count. I asked his sister, Carrie Kennedy, if her brother realizes the difference he could make in a close race.
His understanding is not the point here. The point is the understanding of the voters. And that's who really needs to understand how your vote counts.
RFK Jr., who has famously embraced conspiracy theories about vaccines, insists he's no spoiler.
Prom season is nearly here. Hundreds of teens are getting the dresses of their dreams for free. Project Prom is an annual event in New York offering low-income students a boutique shopping experience. They get to choose from racks of dresses and accessories, and the gowns are donated by vendors. A mixed day for Wall Street's major indexes. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.